The next patient is Paula, middle initial R, last name Rolf, R-O-L-L-F. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old female patient of the Ms. Emily Polhamus, P-O-L-H-A-M-U-S, A-R-M-P, that referred this patient for evaluation of the kidney function. Period. The patient has a history of brain aneurysm when she was 29 years old. At that time, the patient was in the hospital for a lengthy period of time, had repair of the aneurysms, and she had to learn how to walk when she was discharged from the hospital, and she has been improving to the point that she has little to no sequela, period. The patient has been a smoker since she was 13 years old. Has significant chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Was hospitalized in North Carolina, where she was living. It's secondary to kidney stones. Apparently, the patient had to be intervened with retrograde and stents. And the patient went into septic shock, was in the hospital for a couple of weeks. She doesn't mention acute kidney failure at that time. However, she hasn't had a follow-up since then. We had the opportunity to review the past laboratory workup, and the patient had anti-nuclear antibodies test in March 10 of 2022 that were positive. She had a centromere, C-E-N-T-R-O-M-E-R-E, pattern higher than 1 in 1280. Without elevation of the sedimentation rate, and the patient is not able to give any history of symptoms. Period. I have to mention this because of the association of this type of pattern with a progressive systemic sclerosis that sometimes could compromise the kidneys. This patient has been losing weight progressively. She weighs 97 pounds, and she is under a lot of stress because she had to move from North Carolina to Highlands County because of the sister that is in poor health. On October the 12th of 2023, the patient had a urinalysis, which was with a specific gravity of 10.22, cloudy, positive for leukocyte esterase, positive 2 plus for protein, a cold blood was 3 plus positive. There was evidence of white blood cells more than 30, RBCs more than 30, crystals more than 30. The present crystals were calcium oxalate. The albumin creatinine ratio was 161, period. On September 12, 2023, the patient has a creatinine of 1.1 and estimated GFR of 47. The CBC was completely normal. The liver function tests were normal. The calcium was 9.7. Period. The most likely explanation is that this patient has CKD, most likely associated to a diffuse arteriosclerotic process as accelerated by the nicotine abuse arterial hypertension. Whether or not the patient has interstitial nephritis associated to kidney stones is a possibility, and a far possibility is the association with any autoimmune process, as suggested by the Centromer antibody that was mentioned, period. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. Today, blood pressure reading is 160 over 70. We are going to use losartan, 25 milligrams PO every 12 hours. And the patient was given instruction of skipping the dose if the systolic blood pressure is 110 or less. Following number, the patient has a history of nicotine abuse, manifestations, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and severe peripheral vascular disease. The peripheral pulses are decreased significantly. The blanching test is delayed more than 6 seconds, and the pulses are decreased. The patient has claudication signs. My recommendation is for the primary to investigate this peripheral artery disease. Following number, peripheral neuropathy. Following number, nephrolithiasis is associated to excessive intake of salt. That by itself induces increased excretion of calcium and precipitation in the renal parenchyma. However, in a patient with kidney stones, we have to rule out the primary hyperparathyroidism, and we will. At this point, we are going to order a renal ultrasound to see the anatomy of the kidney, to rule out the presence of kidney stones. And 24-hour urine for creatinine clearance and protein. We are going to repeat the urinalysis. And since the patient doesn't have any symptoms that says suggest the progressive systemic sclerosis, we are going to abstain of ordering ANA and a specific antibody searching. Paragraph, thanks a lot for your kind referral. We keep you posted on the progress. We will see the patient as soon as the laboratory and the imaging is completed. I invested 25 minutes reviewing the lab and the referral, 30 minutes with the patient, and 12 minutes in the documentation.